Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Read about it. Read about it.
Reedy's Mail.
Brent Reed, can you give us details on this lockdown that was announced by Peter Vallandis today?
Look, I can't give you a lot of details because at the moment they don't have a lot of details as to what it will entail. I think basically what they're saying is where possible you avoid all human contact other than your teammates and people at the footy club. Don't go to pubs, don't go to restaurants, don't walk the streets basically. You know, you'll be able to go to your supermarket to buy food, but wherever possible, avoid any contact with other members of the public other than on the training track or going to games.
Wow. That's going to be hard for the Broncos players to stay away from the pub.
Can I say quickly on the self-isolation, one thing that's going to be really difficult for the NRL is what happens when a player doesn't self-isolate? Do they sanction that player? What sort of punishment do they bring in for a player who ignores the rules? That's going to be a real difficult one for him as well.
It's murky water still. Even hearing Peter Vallandis in the press conference, and it seems like he still hasn't got the plan sorted. But, you know, these are different times, and I can forgive him for that as well. Kevin Walters came out yesterday, Rudy, about Origin in Adelaide, saying that basically it's off, and it looks like we'll be playing all the three Origin games and Grand Final at Bankwest Stadium.
It's a wait-and-see thing with Origin, because right now we don't know whether we need to cancel Origin. We might get through 8 weeks, 10 weeks of the season. We don't know that.
That's right.
But there are contingency plans in place that I suspect would involve moving Origin right to the end of the year. We're talking October, November, that sort of time of year, if we need to. Because the NRL's committed. They want to play the full year out. That means every Origin game, every club game, they will go right to Christmas if they have to play every game. So Origin could be in December.
Reedy, for the life of me, I don't understand how a lockdown policy gets announced when the details of that policy haven't been figured out yet. I know we're living in a fluid situation where things are changing on a daily basis, but for Vallandis and Greenberg to front the media today announcing this lockdown policy when they don't know what that involves, surely the NRL clubs must be saying, well, why announce it before you've got the details sorted?
I've got to say, it is a bit strange, right? Because there were no details today. I don't think they have any yet. They don't have agreement with the Players Association about how it will be monitored, how it will come into effect. But I guess they're just putting players on notice. That's the idea of today. Do whatever you can to stay out of the reach of the public. Where you can, stay at home, go to training, and that's it. They put them on notice, and they will bring in some measures, some more definitive measures soon.
Listening to Vallandis in that opening statement about basically the game, if we don't play every single game, every Origin game, every finals game, is no more?
Well, I mean, we've seen there's clubs today who are telling staff to either go on holidays and go at a half pay. I mean, that is already happening. And Vallandis said in that press conference, there will be savage cuts. There will be savage cuts at the NRL and savage cuts across the game. So the impact is being felt right now. It's catastrophic for the game.
Watch it. If I said to you, Rudy, I know you're not a betting man, but you're a journo with a very high IQ. If I said to you, what's
that's
the chance?
Debatable.
It is very, very debatable. What's the chance we're going to see a month of rugby league?
I would say about 20%.
Wow. Yeah.
I think it's unlikely.
It's just that feeling, isn't it? It's that feeling in your stomach of that we're kind of tonight's the night. I think like maybe this weekend is it.
Well, Reedy, you're on your way to the game. You can hear it, the Bulldogs-Cowboys right here in about an hour and 50 minutes' time. Enjoy it, Reedy, because we don't know how many we've got left for the season.
Good stuff, boys. Brett.